You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Blackhawks, Panthers, 5 p.m. on a Tuesday. Sorry, that was yesterday's news. Bo Byram, 2-year deal with the Buffalo Sabres.
That's today's news, and I love it. Listen, when the tweet started to come up last night about 9:55, right, 10 p.m. as I was finishing watching the home run derby, I was like, yes, we got content for tomorrow and maybe the next day and the next day.
You were a little excited.
I know it's going to be Give 716 day. We're on location at KeyBank tomorrow. And you know, there's a lot going on, but I was excited about it because I was really wanting this to happen. I get it. Bo Byram could be traded tomorrow. He could be traded in 2 months. He's signed now. So anything could happen. But for me, it was always about, how do you make your team better than the 30th team in the league last year in goals against per game? They were 30th last year. And how do you make sure that you're not staying the same or taking steps back? And I really feel like Bo Byram can be a big piece of them getting better defensively. And so for me, that was I know people are saying still need a top six forward. I don't care. You're still going to get goals. But for me, it was about how do you make sure you're better defensively and taking steps that way. I think re-signing Byram, 2 years. I don't care about 2 years. I don't care if he's a UFA in 2 years if he just plays out his contract. You've got him signed. You're all set going into the season.
Let's focus on the defensive side of your point.
Yes.
Based on the fact you have made it repeatedly of late. Byram, of course, with all the other big name players on their blue line, was a part of that 30th.
Yes.
In goals against that you speak of. So please expand on your point about why the group is better to have Bo to improve this critical area.
So the way that I look at the Sabres moving into this year is Dahlin and Byram would be your top pair playing together, and Power and Kesselring would be your second pair. That is where the best or the better improvement needs to come from. Owen Power and Michael Kesselring, that's where it needs to come from. But when I looked at, and I put in Natural Stat Trick this morning, the first thing I did is I'm like, how does Dahlin and Byram together this year compared to the rest of the league or even compared to other pairings with the Sabres, mm-hmm. how did it look? in a team that was 30th in goals against. But how did it look when those two were on the ice together at 5-on-5? So I looked at, well, they played by far the most minutes of any pairings together, right? Buffalo pairings.
Because you did just mention wanting to compare it to the league.
I'm
going to
start
as well.
With just Buffalo pairings, okay? Mm-hmm. By far, the most minutes at 5-on-5 as a pairing together, okay? In that time, they were the best of any pairings in Corsi percentage at 54% with the Sabres. They were the best of any pairings in shot percentage at 57%. They are the best in goal differential by a mile, 35 goals for, 15 goals against, plus 20. Like when Byram and Dahlin were together on the ice at 5-on-5, they were plus 20. This is a team that was 30th in goals against and 10th in goals for. But they had more goals against than goals for, and this is overall, but I'm saying 5-on-5 now, they were, you know, plus 20. That's awesome. And the biggest thing is that their goaltenders at 5-on-5 had a 94% save percentage. Like a 94 save percentage, like save percentage, that's big. So that means that not only were their shares on their positive side in every aspect, but the goaltending was better when they were on. There's a lot of our pairings. The goaltending was 88%, 89%, 87%.
Well, common sense, pardon me for interrupting, would lead one to believe that that's not a fluke, that the goalies would have a higher save percentage. Is it because those two reduce the number of high danger chances against?
Yeah, they reduce the number of high danger chances against, and they obviously, the shots they're giving up and the situations they're giving up are easier to handle for the goaltender. So now all of a sudden your save percentage is higher. Okay. But also, who is Dahlin and Byram as your top pair playing against? The best players on the other team. So they're doing all that while playing against the best players on the other team, which is a big part of what they're going to need to do this year to be able to continue that way.
That's probably a fair assumption, but
I'm
it's
sure
not
there's
actually
times where they're like, let's get them out there against the third or fourth line, and then it generates more. But
okay.
Overall,
but then the other part of it is, and this is not a this is probably obvious. Sorry, I'm kind of going down that path today. I'm just trying
to... We have to be able to balance it out.
I'm trying to lay out the whole picture here. When these two are on the ice, one would presume that they're playing with Buffalo's best forwards as well.
Exactly, yes.
Okay, so this is important. But it's also what you crave. What can we do to make it look like we have the best five players on the ice? And I am 100% with you. Like, yes. That whole goal differential thing, it was actually interesting to me because, and it got even more interesting when you just mentioned the save percentage, they do give up a lot of chances. Mm-hmm. But they were capitalizing more on their high danger chances than what the other team was. And not just by a little, by a lot. If you were to prorate those 5-on-5, goals for and against numbers over the course of the entire season, because we did not see this pair stay together the entire... You're right in saying that Byram and Dahlin played more together than anybody else, but they didn't play close to the entire season together, right?
No, they didn't. And so, look, when you look at the league, they played 624 minutes together. You look at the league, there's defense pairings that have played 1,000 minutes together of 5-on-5.
And without even researching that exact number, that was my feeling, belief, expectation as to where they would compare to others. But my goodness, Marty, even if the plus-minus success rate, you know, like a political poll, plus or minus 3 or 4% or something like that with accuracy, 35 goals for, 15 goals against. I don't care what they give up. No. If they're outscoring their opponents by that big of a margin, How are you not signing up for this every single game? Lock, stock, this is your pair. This is what you're going in battle with every night. This is how you're going to downplay, minimize the other team's best players.
Byron played 22 minutes on average last year.
Right.
And
career
there's times where he played under 20. Like, get him out there 25, 26 minutes like Dahlin. Yeah. And I'm talking like, okay, 5-on-5, you're going to play less because a lot of the Byron minutes that he's not playing compared to Dahlin is on the power play.
Right.
So that makes a difference. But get him out there as much as he can 5-on-5. And, okay, instead of playing 624 or 26 minutes of 5-on-5, what if you play 1,000? That 35 to 15 could be 60 to 25 plus 35 goals, right?
Even like if you... Even if it's only 50 to 25, who's not signing up for it?
Who's not signing up for it? You're better defensively. Now, okay, I gave you the numbers within the Sabres, okay?
Yeah.
Let me give you the numbers within the league. And what I did is I did any pairs that have played 500 or more minutes together. There was
should have done 600.
Well, I did it to 600 and... You know, it didn't matter. It was pretty much the same thing. But when you do 500, it brings up 62 pairs in the league that have played at least 500 minutes or more. There's no other Sabres pairing, by the way, that have played anywhere like close. It was 3-something, 400. It wasn't even 500. So when you look at
it was Dahlin and Yoki, wasn't it?
You know what? Let me pull it up here.
Don't worry. It's a move.
It's right there. In I don't have it anymore because I went to the league. But number one, all the best numbers of any pairings was Dahlin with somebody else.
Right.
So don't get me wrong in the team. It was Dahlin, Power, Dahlin, Samuelson, Dahlin, Yoki.
Over the last 3 years and see what Dahlin and Power's numbers are. It's ridiculous.
Yes, it was. It was ridiculous, right? So, right here, I got it in front of me. The next closest in minutes was Dahlin and Samuelson. Then it was Power and Samuelson, but that was 300 minutes, half of what Dahlin and Byron played together at 5-on-5. But across the league, 62 pairs have played 500 minutes or more. Mm-hmm. They ranked 10th in shot attempt percentage at 54%. Mm-hmm. So shot attempts for, shot attempts against, Corsi percentage, basically. Yeah. They rank 5th of 62 pairs in shots percentage. Mm-hmm. They ranked 5th in on-ice save percentage, your own goalie save percentage, mm-hmm. at 94. But everybody was, they're 94.02. Fourth place was 94.07, 94.1. Like, it was very close. Mm-hmm. And they were first out of 62 pairings. Think of Kale McCarr and Devontae. Think of every top pairing in the NHL. Mm-hmm. Dahlin and Byron were number one in goals differential percentage at 70%. Who is next?
Yeah.
Let me take the Sabres. I'll do all teams. I'll tell you right now.
This is like sitting in your accountant's office at tax time.
I know exactly. So you gotta give me a minute here. Because I did a few different parameters. I'm crunching the numbers, Duffer. Like, you know what?
And then you know what an older person would say right now?
Crunch the numbers.
This darn computer
next,
just doesn't want to work for me
today. Next was Victor Hedman and Mosier in Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
But they had only played 500 minutes. Mm-hmm. After that, it was Sandberg and Pionk. Obviously, Winnipeg was the best defensive team in the league.
What was their differential?
Their differential was... here, I got it, was 63%. And then it's...
No. Like, what was their goals for and goals against?
Goals for was 36 to 21, so plus 15.
Right. I'd like to stick to real numbers, like people actually seeing goals go in and how many were scored against. It's a little easier.
Defense pairing that had a higher differential because they scored more and gave up, like, more was...
Vegas.
No, it was actually McCarr and Taze.
Right.
They were plus 22, I think.
Who was Vegas pair?
The best Vegas pair? Now you're making me really do some work.
It's not that hard. You just change the team.
You know what? Thank you for doing that. I'm just going to go to Vegas here and do submit. And the best Vegas pair was McNabb and Shea Theodore.
And
their percentage was 54%.
No percentage.
But it was plus 5.
Just please give me goals for it. What? Yeah.
plus five.
No, but what were the numbers?
33 goals for, 28 goals against.
Thank you. It's easier to understand that way. What was the
I'm
best?
I'm giving you all the numbers, Duffer.
I'm trying to give less. Okay. I want more numbers when it comes to Give 716.
Hey, how about
I want less numbers from you right now. Give me the best Panthers pairing. They're the best team in the last 3 years.
But okay, just quickly with Vegas, a pairing that we love, Pietrangelo and Hanifin, were minus six. They were 32-4, 38 against. Like, you're thinking this is
a
top
pair. I'm just kidding.
Terrible goaltending. That must be the case. Okay, Florida Panthers. Let's take a look at that. Ekblad and Forsling were plus 12, 41, 29.
Great. 41, 29. Amazing. Perfect Ekblad context. And Forsling. Wonderful context to exactly what we're talking about here. I love that.
Yeah. I mean, give me
Edmonton's, please, with Bouchard and who his most common mate was.
Okay. But what I think
because
the
Bouchard
biggest thing
and
is we have
are right
to think
next
that
to one another now in salary among defensemen. So this
the
is
Sabres
important.
The Sabres would be going into this year with thinking that Dahlin and Byram have to be your top pair. The numbers don't lie. Like, you look at all the numbers, they have to be your best pair. Okay, Matthias Ekholm, Evan Bouchard were 44 goals for, 39 goals against. They were plus five.
Okay.
Dahlin and Byram plus 20, 35, 15. There's a big difference. There's a huge difference. And Bouchard and Ekholm played almost 1,000 minutes together. Dahlin and Byram only played 626 minutes together of five-on-five.
Can you do the Kings for me? Because this is a different... This is...
One of the better...
It's different than what we've been talking about. Because you don't think of the Kings as having the super high-end offense.
Yeah.
But... You do think of the Kings having just lost their arguably best defenseman in Gavrikov and how they're going to have to navigate. So what does this look like with LA?
So Gavrikov and Mikey Anderson were 23-23. They were even, 23-23. But their best pairing in terms of goal differential was Joel Edmondson and Brent Clark at 38-28 plus 10. But you would assume that that's also a product of maybe playing against lesser competition and having a good defensive team.
Right.
But the story of Gavrikov to me is interesting because Gavrikov signed as a UFA with the Rangers and was at $6.9 million on a seven-year deal. So, and Gavrikov was one of those guys that they're like, wow, he's a UFA, he's going to be high on the list, right? 6.9. Mm-hmm. You're getting Bo Byram at 6.25. I get it. It's a two-year deal. And if you had given Byram a seven-year deal, it probably would have come in at $7+ million. But your cap number for Byram for the next 2 years is 6.25. Mm-hmm. Like, compare that to he's 50th in salary next year when it comes to defensemen in the National Hockey League. 50th.
I have 56th.
Well, it's because there's a bunch of guys that are tied at 6.25, so maybe it comes in like right around there. But okay, 50 to 56, like he's like you're thinking there's 32 teams and a top pair defenseman should be making top 50, top 55 money. That's what Byram is making, but at the low end right now.
Right. The only addendum I would add to that ranking and having two defensemen in the top 64, right? Because there's 32 teams, you multiply it by two. The Sabres have three defensemen in there because they have power in between Dahlin and Byron.
Yes.
Now, so my research on Puckpedia says Dahlin is third, power is 21st, Byron is 56th. For the coming season. They also have Matthias Samuelsson at 95th overall in salary for defensemen. Mm-hmm. Now, before you blow a gasket, not you, anybody, multiply four by 32.
Yes.
What do you get?
128.
So if all 32 teams have their top four in 128 slots, the Sabres do. They just happen to have four of them in the top 95. Yes. Well, you don't get to another saber until you get 158. So I don't really care how you spread the math around. It looks kind of even. Like, and here's the thing. Here's a thing.
And that's Kessel Ring at 1.4 million?
Yeah, he's 158th.
I mean,
right. That's what you do. You take advantage of Tuck.
Yeah.
And the production per dollar. You take advantage of your belief in Kessel Ring and potential impact per dollar. And I will tell you this, and I don't think I'm going out on a limb here. If you are remotely concerned about how much of Buffalo's cap is being spent on the blue line, they are the only team in the league that has the first overall pick in 2018, the fourth overall pick in 2019, and the first overall pick in 2021 that just happened to be defensemen. It happens.
Okay. Well, you know that puts a lot of pressure on.
And not Rasmus Dahlin, it would look a little different.
It would look a little different. And really, to be honest with you, I think the Sabres are getting value out of Tage Thompson's deal as well. So you're you know what? They just signed. So if you're like, take a couple of million that maybe you would have, you would be paying Tage Thompson $9 million right now. Take a couple of millions you spend somewhere else. That helps you. Here's where the pressure is laying on right now. Because I get the Sabres were 10th in scoring last year with a terrible power play. So the guys that will need to continue the offense and the power play needs to be better. But okay, so what if they drop to 13th or 14th overall? To me, that's not a problem. Now your defense, I believe, is better. And your defense is all set. Connor Timmins needs to sign. He's an RFA, but
arbitration.
It's going to be all done. So your defense will be all set. The pressure is on goaltending. It's on Luukkonen. Now that's where you're.
I think it's on the power play just as much as it is. Like, you're never going to hear it that way because the goalie's the last line, and that's going to be the convenient argument. But if the power play isn't better, that's to me the biggest story with this group because they have more than enough capable players.
The power play will need to balance out the loss of JJ Peterka. That's what it is. The power play is going to have to balance out some of the loss of offense.
Peterka was not an impact player on the power play.
Well, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. He's an impact player 5-on-5. So maybe your 5-on-5 scoring drops, but your power play needs to pick that up and balance it out so you can stay top 10 in scoring.
Right. And since we're on the Byram news of the day cycle, is there any way that he can earn more power play time?
I would love to say, you know what? Dahlin's going to run the first power play, but we're going to make the second power play a competition. Power, you're going to get first dibs, okay? But if your unit does not produce...
Well, you say that, Marty, but why do you instinctively say that?
Why do I instinctively... Because it hasn't... Like, your second unit has to be able to produce as well.
Right, it's not just why does unit. Power have first dibs?
Oh, I'm going to say, I don't care. Maybe you say, Byram, you get first dibs. Show me what you can do. We just signed you. Let's go. I think you've probably given it to Power because of the pedigree, the first overall pick, the contract, all of that. But I would say this. That will be a battle to focus on in training camp. When they work on power play at one end of the ice and at the other end, who's taking second power play unit reps? Right? Is Power the one taking reps or is Byram getting that?
Both? Well, why does every unit have to be a four forward unit?
You could go with both now because I feel like your personnel would lead you to that. Like, you don't have Peterka anymore. The players that you acquired, I don't think Benson is a power play guy. I don't see him there anyway. Josh Doan is not a power play guy. Like, you could go two defensemen on the second unit. Absolutely, you could do that. But even then, I would say, okay, we're going to start with one defenseman on the second power play. We're going to make it a competition. You guys have to earn it. And if you're not, we slide somebody else. And then you got to wait your turn. I love internal competition in that way to try to drive it even better. The only thing with having three defensemen, and especially if you had Byram and Power on the second unit is that, let's say you don't score, and then Byram just comes off the ice. Well, Dahlin was just on the ice, the first power play. Power's there. It gives you a little bit of a scramble when it comes to your D pairings. Who do you put back on the ice after that? And how do you get back into your rhythm? But you know what? How about you figure it out? How about you just, you know, maybe that is a Kesselring-Samuelson pairing that goes on the ice, and then you come back with Byram and Dahlin and you roll back up again. Like, you can figure that out. I have zero problem about that. Now, the other question that we're getting on social media a lot right now is, why 2 years? You know, like, why 2 years? Why not giving him more? Why not trying to get him signed to a 5-year deal or whatever? And I think, look, obviously, Byram was going to go to arbitration with a team-elected arbitration. So it was going to be a 1 or a 2-year deal in arbitration. And the Sabres were not in control of that. Because it was team-elected, then Bo Byram was going to go in with his ask in arbitration and either ask for a 1 or a 2-year deal. Well, it's very, very rare that a player goes in asking for a 2-year deal. They probably say, I want a 1-year deal and I want to do that again next year. I'm, you know, and maybe I sign a long-term deal. The problem is the Sabres, if they had only been awarded a 1-year deal in Bo Byram, next summer, they would have been in what I believe a world of hurt being exposed to an offer sheet. Because if in a year from now, Byram signs a 1-year deal.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
1-year deal and in a year from now.
How many have we seen this summer?
Oh?
How many offer sheets have we seen this summer?
Zero.
Right.
But
so when are we going to learn and stop talking about this in April, May, and June? Because
it
never happens.
The reason why it would have been a really big problem for the Sabres in a year from now, it would have put them in a bad position. And teams look for teams that are in bad positions. Like this year, the Sabres were not in a bad position when it comes to an offer sheet with Bo Byram. They have the cap space. They have the flexibility. And if, you know, if somebody offer sheets Bo Byram and the Sabres match, they can't trade him for 1 year. Okay, so what? Like, you know, if it's a one-year deal, we'll do that again next year, whatever. Next year, the problem is teams would know that. And they would offer sheet Bo Byram on a one-year contract. The Sabres would have to match. And then they can't trade him for a whole year, which they lose complete value in Bo Byram in a trade. And now he's walking to UFA. And you are completely screwed in that situation. So that's why a one-year deal didn't make sense. And Bo Byram didn't want to go five-year deal. Like, it was obvious that he wanted to go short-term to see his options. So 2 years made the most sense for everybody. And I don't care if this people are saying it walks him to UFA. Who cares? You got to be better now. You got to make the playoffs now. Do you think Kevin Adams cares what it's going to look like in 2 years from now? If they don't make the playoffs this year, things could change. People could like come in and out of this organization because it's not working. Like, that's where the focus was. Sign him for this year, but don't just get him on a one-year deal. Get him on a two-year deal so you still get value. If you want to trade him at the deadline this year, you can. If you want to trade him tomorrow, you can. If you want to trade him in a year from now, you can, but you're not handcuffed to an offer sheet where you cannot trade the player.
Maybe you'll get Bo's jersey as part of the auction. You can bid on game-worn jerseys right now from the 24-25 season. Take home a piece of the action by visiting sabres.com/auction. This auction closes on July 20th. Oh, that's when arbitration hearings are supposed to begin. The auction closes on July 20th at 9 p.m. No arb for Byram. Two-year deal. More of your reaction next on Sabres Live.
We're back with more of Sabres Live. Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
I won't tell you exactly how far away timing-wise we are from Give 716 because I always get the math wrong when it comes to the clock, but the fifth annual Give 716 Day begins tonight at 7:16 p.m., so roughly just under 7 hours from now.
6 hours and 40 minutes to be
exact. Thank you. Thank you, Marty. And it runs through 11:59 p.m. tomorrow, which is, of course, 716 Day. First 4 years, Marty, have been magnificent. We've raised collectively through the Bills and Sabres foundations with the help of the Bandits, of course, over $4 million for participating charities. And this year alone, more than 550 charities are participating, ones that are headquartered or provide services in Erie, Niagara, Orleans, Genesee, Wyoming, Allegheny, Cattaraugus, or Chautauqua County. So in advance, thank you, and we will continue to thank you for making so many lives better through all these different agencies. It's actually, you know, we're asking like one word today on the Bo Byram deal. It's almost impossible to put into one word what this event means for so many across our area.
And the reason why it started, I mean, we were in a pandemic and we were trying to, and I say we as an organization, right? The Sabres, the Bills, the Bandits, and their community relations department. What can we do to help people and, you know, charities around the area? Mm-hmm. And so let's do a Give 716. And it just took off and people were so happy and excited to support one another. Then year two, three, four, it's been like just blowing up. And it's so good to see not only the support, but I'm telling you, you get a chance to win some big prizes, some fun items. So when you donate, depending on the power hours and all of that, You've got some a great chance. And yes, it starts at 7:16 tonight on July 15th. But, you know, let's not forget that it goes on, right? Tomorrow we're going to be at a KeyBank location doing the show. And
KeyBank. No, we're at the arena.
No, we're on location. We're actually at a bank tomorrow. Yeah, we're at a.
It's not what the rundown says.
Well, the rundown is let's throw that out. But that's
fluid, big Marty. Sponsors, it's very fluid.
Big partners, and so it'll be great to be in the community and seeing what you know, what firsthand is being done when we hit the airways tomorrow. We'll have already been 17 hours into it or close to it of the donation. So we'll have some numbers. It will be awesome.
So speaking of money, how do you look at Buffalo's current roster situation as far as what you believe to be cap space available and potential for more as this summer continues?
So our friends at Puckpedia have the cap space right now at just a little over $7 million. That does not factor in the contract that Connor Timmins is going to get. And let's just say he gets $2.5 million, right? I mean, that means it will be just slightly under $5 million of cap space. I don't think you're adding in pieces to this roster right now unless you were moving pieces out. You already have 13 forwards. You already have your 7 defensemen. You have your 2 goalies. Yes, Devin Levi needs a contract, but I'm operating under the assumption that Levi would start in Rochester, that money wouldn't count against the cap, and you're moving forward with just about $5 million in cap space in this year. So I don't think that business is closed, that business is done, but there's not anything to be forced, right? You're not looking at your forward groups and we're only at 11 and maybe we could have a couple of prospects fill in those shoes. No, you're at 13. Mm-hmm. You're at the number you need to be. You're at your 7 defensemen. You're okay with your numbers. Now, I think what you can do is build this 5 million into a bigger number when it gets to, you know, November, December, January, because what you have to give yourself is flexibility that at any moment you may have to pull the plug on something. You may have to make a trade. And I look at goaltending. If goaltending is not up to par by November 1st, you cannot wait until December 1st. You have to do what Colorado did last year. And you have to say, I got to look for somebody. And if you're up against the cap and you can't do it, you don't have flexibility, that could be your season right there. So that $4.9 million, let's just see, that you have under the cap is going to give you that flexibility to be able to pull the move you need to pull early on. Can't wait until January, February. If something doesn't work, you have to pull it right away.
You want me to be devil's advocate or just Mr. Nice Guy wearing a hat?
You could. I like when you give the other side of it just because it opens more options. So, yeah, be devil's advocate.
Well, I don't think the cap space matters if you were in late November and you felt like you needed to make a change, because you would make the change however you see fit. And if that meant you had to send dollars out to make that trade, you're going to make it if you believe that that's going to better your team. So you can't just sit here and say, well, we have to have this. No, you don't. That's not how the world actually works. Like, we see it all the time. Trades happen once the two sides figure out how to make dollar for dollar match, which is actually kind of ironic with Gibbs 716, because we have like matching grants all this kind of cool stuff.
But that's what Colorado did with San Jose last year. They traded Georgiev to acquire Mackenzie Blackwood. They traded Anonen to get Scott Wedgwood. But I'm just saying, let's say a team says we have 3 goalies right now on the roster. We will trade you one, but we're not taking anything in return. Not right now. Well, you got to have the flexibility to be able to do it if you cannot make the dollars match.
The other part of it is, and I don't know whether you were just basing it off of what you actually see in this very moment on Puckpedia, for example, but you said 13 forwards. They actually have 14 when you include Tyson Kozak, who, to my understanding, is not, like, He doesn't just get waived. Like he has to go through, like, sorry, he can't just get sent down. Like he has to go through waivers now, right?
Yes.
So do you think, just so people are clear on this, do you think because Kozak has a 3-year contract now that no one's claiming him on waivers? Otherwise, my opinion, this team is starting with 14 forwards.
That's what I was going to say.
Or they're waving somebody else.
I mentioned 13 forwards, but really, you're allowed 23 players on the roster. And most teams go 14 forwards, 7 defensemen, and 2 goalies. Now, the Sabres last year started 12 forwards, 8 defensemen, 3 goalies. Then they've waived Reimer, and then they were able to get 13 forwards, 8 defensemen, 2 goalies. They had 8 defensemen for the longest time. Mm-hmm. I don't see that happening with the Sabres this year. I think it would be 14, 7, and 2.
Okay.
But let's say you want to add Tyson Kozak in there, which I totally believe Tyson Kozak and what he did last year when he got called up deserves to be penciled in as the 14th forward.
Yeah. But is that better for Kozak to be kept around here as a 14th? Like, I'm going to re-ask the question. Because of his 3-year deal, do you think Tyson Kozak would not be taken on waivers?
I think there's a possibility, and I don't want to say strong possibility, but there's a possibility of a player like Tyson Kozak getting picked up on waivers.
Okay.
And you know what? $775 for 3 years? Mm-hmm. Like, if it doesn't work in the NHL, we're going to try him for a month in the NHL. And then if it doesn't work, we'll wave him back. Mm-hmm. And if nobody picks him up, $775 in the minors, there's a lot of guys that are making $700, $600, $800 in the minors.
Well, his first year is a two-way, though. He wouldn't be making that in the minors. But
I'm just saying, even in year 2 or 3, like, it's not a big deal. Mm-hmm. I really feel that Tyson Kozak, for me, is the 14th forward.
Okay.
Now, the Sabres may go into the season saying, what's better for Kozak? Let's waive them. Let's look at the rosters around the league and see how the rosters are constructed. And we don't want to lose them.
Right.
If we waive them, we don't want to lose them. But if they see an opportunity and teams' rosters and, you know, how people flood the wire at the end of camp, you see an opportunity, you say, we'll waive them. We'll put them in Rochester, get him started there, and we'll call him up because there's injuries in the first month and there's players that are not going to play well. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure that you keep that going. But I could definitely see Kozak being the 14th forward and say, let's keep on to hang on to Kozak to start the year because we don't want to lose him. Mm-hmm. And let's get him in a couple of games to see where we are. And then that opens up another door saying, okay, well, now we're at 14 forwards. Is there players that we need to trade? Mm-hmm. You know, is there an opportunity to maybe get better in November or December?
Which is what people are asking right now based on the clarity on Bo Byram and what's remaining on the cap space. So based on previous names in the news, take that for what it's worth. Would this team, in your opinion, be wise to pursue Brian Rust, Evan Rodriguez, Marco Rossi, Dawson Mercer, insert name here?
Rossi to me is a player that, I would love to have Marco Rossi on my team, but I don't think Minnesota is going to say, okay, give me a bunch of prospects and picks and we'll make the deal.
You don't have to. Could give them 2 or 3 forwards.
Yeah, I don't. Like, for me, to be honest with you, like, if I'm giving up Rossi, I want quality like Rossi back. So if you're Bill Guerin, you know, I don't think that I want a package of Benson, Krebs, maybe Yuri Kulik who's going to come in. Like,
well, that would be excessive.
Not the three of them, but maybe you're saying, okay, we'll trade Kulik and something lesser to make it work. But I don't. Now, the other ones you mentioned, you mentioned Brian Rust. Pittsburgh has been very active. But again, like, I think Pittsburgh would be more likely to say, we'll take a prospect off your hands and we will move a player like Rust. So I could see that happening. A prospect, a pick, a couple of prospects. Whoop, you have Brian Rust. He's playing in your top 6.
What if it's pick a name. Like, I'm not picking this for any reason other than it's a name. What about Jack Quinn for Brian Rust?
I don't love it, because I think Jack Quinn, for me, as not only the pieces to produce this year, but to produce moving forward.
Mm-hmm. This is not meant to be a Jack Quinn thing. This is, let me reemphasize that. I'm literally just picking a name off of here. It could be any player I think is capable of scoring, which is what another team would want in return for a guy who in full seasons in recent memory basically averages close to 30 goals a year.
Well, the guys that would be available, okay, because there's guys that are not going to be available. Tage Thompson's not available. Alex Tuck's not available. Josh Norris is not available. Zucker, McLeod, they're not available. They're players that are here. Like, if you're making that trade, you're making that trade with something that has substance. So the players that maybe would be available, it's easy to see. It's Quinn and Benson and Kulik and Krebs. Like, those are the guys, right, that you would say, hey, teams are going to say, those are the guys we want, or maybe the Sabres would entertain and listen to. They're not listening on a Tage Thompson. They're not listening on an Alex Tuck. Mm-hmm. That's not happening. So that's why pick a name is going to be surrounded around those names. But I wouldn't be moving a Jack Quinn, because I really, really believe Jack Quinn is going to come in this year and get you 25-plus goals, and get you 50-plus points, and be a factor on the power play. And I'm looking at, this is a year and a half, well, 2 years removed from the Achilles and the other leg injury and the slow start last year. I think it takes a toll on a young player having to deal with those injuries. I think this year he'll hit the ground running and perform really well. Now, would you look at Benson? And I love Zach Benson. I think he's a fan favorite because he works hard and he's the blue collar and an identity piece. But I don't think that the production will ever match the perception. So I'm in between on that, just because of production at the end of the day. Like, I don't see Benson being a top six forward, but right now that's where people are seeing him, and I just don't see it.
Marty's changed his tune. Once drew comparisons to Claude Lemieux. We're back after this on Sabres Live.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Big talking point today was Bo Byram and his new two-year deal with the Sabres. Bigger person physically is Radim Mertka, this year's first-round pick. Odds are, now that he has signed his entry-level contract, that he begins the year platooning Buffalo's right defense in the last of an 82-game season.
No, I don't put any odds on that. I would say very, very low. There's not a lot of players being drafted this year. Obviously, Matthew Schaefer is number one overall. Maybe he plays his nine games with the New York Islanders, but I would anticipate him going back. Michael Misa, same thing. So I'm thinking Radim Mertka is going to go back. But it's great. You get the deal done. You start the development of the player. You're going to, you know, have player development, staff members led by Adam Mayer and the group in Seattle a few times to help him along, to work on his game, to work on part of his game that will transfer to the pros. You get that contract done. It's always nice as a junior player to have that done. I signed my contract the very first year of being drafted, and having that done, it makes you play a lot better knowing that that's done.
It was in the years that followed you became a bit of a contractual nightmare for the team.
Signed 1 year deal and 2 year deals, Duffer. It was easy for me.
I don't think they used the same tactics on you that they did on Razor. Like, hey, this is all we got left.
No, they just waited until late October to 1 year, and that I was a holdout for a whole month.
Give 716 starts tonight, 7:16 p.m. We'll see you tomorrow.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.